Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. As a side note, Claire and I are buying long-term storable food from Simply Clean, and so far we're very happy with what we have gotten from them. It's a little unsolicited endorsement on my part here. And to finish up the story that I was on when we went to a station identification, we're talking about this New York City private school that is really pushing this critical race theory. They're literally teaching white students that they are automatically inferior just for being born white. I mean, to me, that is definitely racism. And the idea here is they want to demonize white people just for being white. Now, why is that no less racist than demonizing black people just for being black? Okay. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is apparently pumping a lot of money, a lot of grant money into woke education. So they're really pushing this as hard as they can. And to show you how silly all of this is getting, over at this college, students are complaining that the automatic soap dispensers are racist because you have to turn, you know, people of color have to turn their hand over where the white part is showing before the soap will come out. I mean, come on, people. That is just that's how absurd this is getting. All right, let's take some phone calls, starting with Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Yeah, what is on my mind before I get a little bit on the immigration thing you're bringing up, and the guy with the called your show yesterday about the statistics. I want to talk about this LeBron. LeBron is getting away with bloody, you know what, in my book. This guy is, you know, basically saying all whites are this and that.
Yes.
But he don't want to look at the sheer numbers.
Well, he's backed off a little bit of it because of the backlash.
Yeah, you know, but yeah, Mike, because you know, he's being basically told by his handlers, and, you know, he's a big supporter of China and all that.
Yes.
So, you know, so this guy LeBron, he's getting away with filthy nonsense. And, you know, Mike, this whole thing has turned out really bad for whites, man, with this Chauvin nonsense. Now, this thing had nothing to do with race. It's like Marco said yesterday. This guy Floyd and Chauvin knew each other as security guards, Mike.
Yeah, they worked together.
They worked together, and they knew each other, and there was a beef. Something must have happened that they haven't even brought out in this trial. They don't even mention it in the trial. They didn't tell the jurors this. They didn't tell the jurors about, Chauvin and Floyd worked together, and there must have been some kind of beef. Maybe he dissed a woman. Chauvin was married, never had kids. He was married to a woman from Laos, Cambodian, whatever. And
Laotian.
Basically... Yeah, she won a beauty contest in Minnesota or something. And she basically said Chauvin was a gentleman and all that, blah, 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 whatever. And I didn't realize, but Chauvin did have a bunch of awards for saving lives. I don't know if you heard that, Mike.
Yes, I heard that.
He had like four. Yeah, it was on the news today on Breitbart, and even Drudge had it, that Chauvin was decorated as an officer who actually saved lives. But then he took this guy's life through manslaughter, so... You know, it is what it is. But this LeBron is a filthy pig. And you know what, Mike? I got to say this. I think I told you this before. Oh, and I hope the guy from Jersey calls. And he probably will. Maybe he won't. He probably won't ever call. Who knows? But look, you know, he hasn't said none about all this buffoonery of the Demon Rat Party. But, Mike, if they raised the basket in the NBA to 11 foot, would anybody watch the NBA? Like I told you in the past, Mike, I'd rather watch a bunch of midgets play basketball where they can dunk it at 6 foot, 5 foot. They can put four. You can't. I mean, a 6'11", 7'4" guy. Of course, he's gonna be able to dunk a 10-foot basket. Now you raise it up to 11-foot. None of these guys would be getting. Nobody would be watching basketball.
Mm-hmm.
All these white people are. You know, LeBron doesn't realize, but he's all the money, millions of dollars he's making is off white people, white fans, not black fans.
Yes.
I don't see a whole lot of black people in the stands compared to white people in the stands, are being talked like they're sheep or cattle. And just go, LeBron's got the nerve to talk down, you know, basically white people are bad and all that. And all these other black athletes are going to talk bad about white, the population. We're the majority. And, you know, Mike, that one guy called your show yesterday. He made a great point, though. Are we really the majority, Mike? Because here in South Florida, we're surely not. And I'm wondering if that's going statewide in the state of Florida. Because the white people are dying off. And he's, like you were mentioning about Sweden, these Muslims are coming here breeding like flies. Same with the Central Americans and all these other groups. They're having four or five birthing babies. What a white woman don't even want to be having a baby for a white man, it seems like, Mike.
Yes.
They don't even like their skin color anymore. So, I, you know, maybe that guy was right that called your show, and he had mentioned about the numbers. I would really like to know what the white population of the United States really is, Mike. It'd be something really be interesting, you know, follow up on, because I think right now, Mike, we're in a total war, like Michael Savage said, even with the Zionists. They want to wipe out the white Christians in this country. They would love to see the white Christians kill each other between Russia and the United States. That's where their modus of operandi is. And, you know, I don't know if you noticed, Mike, but these Russians have a new weapon like we do. They even have a bigger rail gun than we got. You heard about the rail gun, right, Mike?
Yeah, I've heard about the rail gun, yes.
You know, the rail gun is basically shooting little BBs out, but the BBs are traveling around 4,000 miles an hour. So if you have a BB going at 4,000 miles an hour, actually, it can almost blow up a car. Do quite
well,
a severe
damage. I imagine it's probably going to bleed energy very, very rapidly. I mean, the railgun is not going to shoot a BB because the BB would lose, you know, momentum in the wind resistance. They're probably going to have something like a tungsten shell, you know, with something to interact with a magnetic field. Yeah, you're only going to get the connection to the target if you have something super dense and super heavy.
That's absolutely correct. That's right, Mike. Well, that's what I meant to kind of say. They were probably using some kind of tungsten or special metal that is unbelievable with the damage it does if it goes that you know, velocity. But, yeah, Mike, getting back to one more thing about immigration, and then I'll let you go. I know you got other callers. I'm not going to take much too more time. Mike, this immigration situation with bubbling buffoon Biden, if the white people in this country don't see what they actually are trying to modus of operandi they're trying to do, Mike, I can tell you, Mike, they're totally trying to wipe out all the northern states and the southern states with illegal immigration. Okay, Mike? They're just going to totally change the demographic of this country. In the next 10 years, it's going to be incredible. You'll see it through the vote. You'll see it through jobs. What are all these white Americans going to do in northern New England states when all these illegals are pouring in there? And forget the gang problem, Mike. Taking away all these jobs that their kids can't get. When you got to compete for jobs. Here in South Florida, you got to compete with all these different ethnic groups to find a job if you're a white guy or a white woman. It's horrible. I mean, it's terrible. And like I told you, our population down here in South Florida, we're lucky if we're at 11% population, the whites. And that's men and women. And in 1978, Mike, we were almost at 80%.
Yes.
So go figure that one out. California, same thing. Arizona, like you mentioned, Texas. This is all by design by the swine, Zog, to take out white Christianity. That's all there is to it in my book. And I'll never get off saying that. I'll never get off saying that, Mike, because, you know, a lot of your callers know what's going on. I'm sure you're going to have some other guys. No, listen, I just tell it like it is. I loved it. Mike, Central America, none of those people are coming through that border had a car. None of them. None of them had a car. None of them had hot water. No, none of them had actually good, clean water to drink. You drink the water in Guatemala or El Salvador or Honduras, you're going to end up with Montezuma's revenge. Okay?
Yes.
And, Mike, Cuba, I can tell you firsthand, Mike, they don't even have a chicken to eat over there. They're lucky they get a chicken to eat a week over in Cuba, Mike. You can't even send medicine over there, Mike. That's how bad it is. Cuba is – the little people are literally
starving
over there.
Well, actually, Cuba's got pretty good health care. I mean, it's considered pretty much on a par with what we have here in the U.S. There was that Michael Moore did that one film where he tried to get a wounded veteran into Cuba because the guy couldn't get care in the United States.
Well, Mike, you know that's true, and Cuba has really good dentistry, believe it or not. But
yes.
I've been there, and I can tell you, Mike, when you go into the dentist practices in Cuba, Mike, there'll be a line of 150 people in the line.
Yes.
So you have to camp out for 2 or 3 days to see the dentist. And in Matanza, Havana's even worse, I heard. Matanzas, Cardenas, all these cities. You basically have to stand in a line for days, Mike, to get treated. So, yeah, they give you free health care in Cuba, but you're suffering for it, believe me.
And you I don't know. I mean, it would make sense to me that their dental offices, medical offices like ours, you know, would make appointments in advance, you know, because that's how you prevent lines from happening.
Yes, Mike. Like I said, I've been there. I can tell you firsthand. In Cuba, there's lines. Mike, every day when you go in Cuba to have government bakeries, and you actually have to wait in line, there'll probably be 100 people. And by the time you get to get the bread is hard as a rock. It's like a boulder. It's like trying to bite out of a piece of granite. That's how hard the bread is by the time you end up getting it. Because, of course, they don't have a lot of sugar either. The bread tastes kind of nasty. But, Mike, every day when you go
– Well, that surprises me because, you know, Cuba grows a lot of sugar. I mean, that was one of the reasons why the CIA was down there with Batista, was so that companies like PepsiCo and United Fruit could get the agricultural produce at below market rates. That's what led to Castro's revolution. And, frankly, the Cuba that you're describing doesn't sound like someplace that would be happy with their government at all. And given the recent history of kicking out a bad government, I'm kind of wondering why they're not doing it again.
Well, that's a great point. But I can tell you firsthand, Mike, you can ask any Cuban if you get a chance to talk to any of them that came from there. The food process there is terrible, okay? Yeah, they are a country of sugar. Mike, they were very famous for pineapples. I don't know if you noticed, but pineapples were actually better from Cuba than they were Hawaii back in the day.
Well, they had to spend longer on the cargo ships coming from Hawaii, and so they were actually picked before peak sweetness. And if you live
That's
in Hawaii,
correct.
And you know where to go, you can get the pineapples, which are harvested at the correct time, and they call them sugarloaf pineapples, and they're really wonderful.
Yes, they are. But you know, Mike, Cuba, when you're in Cuba, you don't even see pineapples anymore. When you go to the markets and all that, maybe Havana, you might see a couple of them, but they don't even really grow them in sheer numbers like they used to back, you know, their biggest producer of pineapples back in the 30s and the 40s, Cuba. No, they don't hardly grow them anymore because a lot of the farmers don't even have fertilizer, Mike. It's that bad over there. I've been there, I can tell you. I got a connection. It's very bad.
Well, you know, I'd like to hear some other opinions about life in Cuba because, like I said, the picture that you're painting of Cuba, I can't understand why the Cuban people have not revolted again.
That's a great point, Mike, and because they're like robots, Mike, and they're like sheeple over there because they
Well, they certainly weren't that way back when Batista was running the place on behalf of American organized crime.
Well, Mike, you know, a lot of people here in South Florida will tell you the women over there have more balls than the men because they call them the women in white. And you got those women in white. When you go to Cuba, Mike, they have, when you go over there, if you see what I'm talking about, their military is dressed up in, you know, olive fatigues, and they're all over the place. They don't have cops like we have. They have one, that's like a one government, you know, police government, and it's a police state, Mike. And so, no, it's nothing like people think that Cuba. Yes, they have some beautiful beaches. The beaches are hardly packed. I mean, they got beautiful beaches in some areas. I mean, it's unbelievable. Veradero, you go there, you probably maybe see 10 people out on the whole beach. It's gorgeous. The sand is beautiful.
Okay.
But, Mike.
Tom, before you go, I'm looking at the 2018 census. And the white population percentage in 2018 was 74.6%. The black population was 16.8%.
That's in the United States, correct?
Yeah, Florida's in the United States.
No, I know nationally, I believe I heard the Afro-American community is at 13.3%,
No, I'm going
correct?
From the 2018 census in Florida.
Oh, Florida, okay, yes, Florida, right. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
All right. Well, listen, Tom, I got to let you go here.
Miami, Mike.
I got to let you go here. We got other callers waiting on the line, and we're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, I'd like to talk about masks here. And we got to get rid of the masks. And like you were saying, what they want is people not to talk to each other.
Yes.
And that's what it means to be a human being. I mean, human beings talk to each other. Otherwise, they're not human beings. They're just whatever lockdown, people are going along with it, the mask. They say, well, it's just a little thing, it's a mask. But it's not a little thing, it's a huge thing. A mask is a huge thing. You can't see the person's face, you can't really talk to each other. And they also say, stay away from people. No hugging, no kissing. You know, I go to this gym, for example. This gym has open where they say you don't have to wear your mask.
Okay.
And in Tucson, Arizona, the cops are never given any. There is no law at all now, especially since the governor says you can't tell people not to wear a mask. But nevertheless, our mayor is in conflict. She's a commie. I mean, she's trying to go for the commie career. She thinks she's going to be the next. What's the one from the Puerto Rican girl from New York? Cortex, occasional cortex.
Yes.
But still, I don't know. People can't get out of the habit of wearing masks. You know, I go to this gym. You know, and one thing about some of these people are pretty serious about trying to get in shape, serious athletes, you know. The same way with the bicycle trail. Some of them are actually athletes, and how can you do that wearing a mask? It's so ridiculous. I mean, I just can't. I don't, especially when nobody's making you wear a mask. You know, I went to a place, and my policy is don't wear a mask unless you have to. If they absolutely make you wear one, then you got to do something. You got to whatever. But even then, do it under protest and just let it slip off your face and so forth. You know, that's what I do. But
okay.
I went to I bought a car a couple of days ago, a new car. I walked in there. There was a sign that says masks are required. I didn't wear a mask, so I said, what are they going to do now? I walked in. They didn't. But actually, they're not required because they want your money.
Yeah, they want to sell you the car.
Yeah, they're not going to interfere with the business. So they're not going to make you. They don't make you use the damn hand sanitizer, which is poison also, and they don't make you do that. So I had to go get a certified check to buy the new car. I had to go to my bank. I said, for sure, they're going to make me wear a damn mask. I walked in now. They're not making me any more either. So things are. But this reminds me of a book by Kurt Vonnegut. It's called Time Quake.
Yes.
And this one was about the planet Earth. There was a time quake where you had a certain point in time, you just replayed, the whole world just replayed the previous 10 years. So you were there, you're kind of like a zombie. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't correct your mistakes. So you just kind of relaxed as a zombie. But then when that 10 years was over, people didn't know what to do because free will had kicked in again. They didn't understand it. There were a lot of car wrecks. This is a comedy book by Kurt, you know, it's a funny deal. But the point is, this guy went around tried to tell everybody, free will's kicked in again. Free will's kicked in again, you know. And this is what people don't understand. Free will has kicked in here in Tucson. You don't have to wear a damn mask. They don't have to. They're just going on autopilot where they still think they have to. They don't have to. How can that be?
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, why are they still wearing it when they don't? I can't understand.
Well, I'm like it's you. Because, you know, I carry a mask with me in my jacket pocket, and I generally don't wear it unless somebody really wants to be, a jerk about it. We were in the store. Claire and I were in the store earlier today where the sign is still posted on the front door of the store. Masks must be worn, but nobody other than the sales clerks were wearing one in there.
Right.
Okay.
It's because these people, a lot of these people are just dumb, and they believe everything that comes over CNN news. By the way, did you ever tell Dustin I bought a book for him?
No, I did not. And I'm going to have to let you go, Don, because we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more callers after these few words. We'll be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here, and over at Wikipedia, they are reporting that sugar is the principal agricultural economy in Cuba, and they used to export it to the Soviet Union. Now that the Soviet Union is no more, they export it around this hemisphere, except, of course, to the United States because of the embargo, and it accounts for roughly $370 billion every single year. So I think it is not accurate to say that Cuba does not have sugar. We're going to go back to the phones here to Jefferson at his little homestead, and what is on your mind?
Modified E. coli, you feed it.
Say again?
Waste and its excrement is... Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you, Hello? Jefferson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking
You're
to
on
myself.
The air.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, I had no idea. Mike, I got so much to share with you. I had so much fun because I've been using this phone. How do I sound so far?
Well, so far, so good.
No, should I turn it up or down? I just got a new headset and thing to hook up to my phone. And I'm not
no, you're
this.
Fine. Just leave it where it is.
Okay, so let me continue. So I went out to Best Buy just a short while ago, maybe an hour, and I said, I'm going to get what I want, regardless of what they say. So I'm a powerful man because I'm a man of will, and that's what we need to be. And I wanted to respond quickly to Tom there. He's talking about the woman. Did you know the woman is made out of spirit? And if the two cross, there's no harmony. You need a man of will with a woman of spirit, and made together make harmony. And, like, I've got a woman of spirit, and she's a clairvoyant, and that's why we're powerful when we go. So anyways, we went to Best Buy, okay? And I wanted to get this little pin for my headset that I had, you know, convert the smaller into the larger pin size
yes.
to go into my phone. So I go to the front door there, the Best Buy, and I said to the guy there, I said, look, I need my little pin for my thing there. And he goes, well, you must go on the internet and do this by online. And I said, what are you talking? I don't have internet, and I don't have online. I'm just a simple man. And he goes, well, you're going to have to do it that way. And I said, look, I need you to speak to your manager. And he goes, I'm the manager. And I said, well, okay, I want your name and your card because I'm going to report this. You can't define me of what I need. So anyways, you know what he did? He actually shut the doors, and then they called the police. Now, I didn't know if he called the police, but they made me wait a long time. So I said, the heck with this. He got the police on the go. So I went to Staples just down the road.
Yeah.
And I did the same thing there. Right. So I went up to the door at Staples there, and I met one man, and I was very adamant because I'm a strong man of will. Right. So I said to this young man who's standing there. Right. And I said, look, I need this little pin to convert my little headphones from he's talking about from 3.5 mil. And I said, well, I guess what I got is a 2.8 mil. I don't know, but I want to convert it to a 3.5 to plug it
yes.
into my phone so I can make it work if I have an iPhone. The young man said, well, we can't actually do that. You can't. You have to call online. I said, look, please, dear young man, I can't call online. I don't have internet, so I don't have any of this stuff, and I don't even have a phone. So what you got to do is maybe search what I need. So anyway, I said, look, I need you to speak to your manager. So he called his manager, and you wouldn't believe who came to the door. It was a guy named Mohammed. And I said, wow, now I can talk to someone real. So I said, look, young man, you surely understand because you're a man of God like I am, right? I mean, I don't really believe in God, but I act as if God exists, right? That way I'm covered. So anyway.
Okay. Is this going someplace, Jefferson?
Yes, it is. Most definitely.
Okay.
He actually fully cooperated with everything I said, and he did everything in order, even though I only had cash. And he was so accommodating, I actually said, look, you are a blessed man in this world. And then he asked me, he says, who are you? And I said, well, believe it or not, I'm a shepherd here sent for this time. And he couldn't believe it. But anyways, I got a full headset and everything I need. And he even gave me half off because he said, look, it's on sale today. And I said, really? How did that happen? He goes, because of the way you are. And I said, thank you, young man. Obviously, I was meant to meet you, Muhammad. So I got everything I need. And look at me. I'm ready to talk on the show. That's all, Mike. I say it very fast because I have so much information to say. It could go on forever. So have a great day, eh?
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the information. And, the big box stores are definitely going on the model where they'll stock what is going to sell to the largest number of people. But specialty items, they're saying, you know, go on the internet. And if you don't have internet access, it is becoming a serious handicap in today's modern world. All right, we're going to switch over to Joe in Hawaii. And aloha, Joe. I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. It's actually George. I've called before. Enjoy your show a lot.
Ah, okay. George.
Remember when you lived in Hawaii and
yes.
the good work you did for some of the homeless people. That was a wonderful thing. But I'm calling about the Chauvin trial in Minneapolis. Followed that gavel to gavel on TV, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, having a pretty good time.
Okay.
And I watched the entire thing, including the sentencing. Not the sentencing, but the verdict. And I was
yes.
quite impressed with the way it came down. Let me tell you what I saw, because I've been in law enforcement for a while, been in the business, know a little bit about it. And what I saw, Mike, was, normally when police officers get convicted for crimes against the citizens, or basically violating their duties, it's generally because they use excessive force with weapons, firearms. But in this case...
Okay, George, I'm going to have to put you on hold.
Yeah.
Don't hang up. Okay. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here, and we have phone lines open right now, area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with George in Hawaii about the Derek Chauvin trial. And I think the real issue at this point is there is no way that the trial can be considered untainted by all the politics that surrounded it.
Yes, Mike, and I would agree with that totally, because normally in a situation where a police use excessive force, it normally involves a firearm. So the cases are usually closed, normally assault and battery of a police officer or whatever, but the defendant or the dead person normally is just buried. In this case, what we saw was a lynching. We saw four men in blue uniforms literally take a guy out of a car, subdue him, put him on the ground, string him up, cut off his air, deprived him of oxygen, and then basically walked away. The only difference here is we didn't have a gun, and they weren't wearing white robes and white hoods. But that was the effect of what the world saw, Mike. They didn't see anything where the cops used weapons or tasers, anything like that. They saw a basic 1930s-style lynching. And the jury was smart enough to recognize that, and I commend them for that. And I'm a very proactive law enforcement guy. But I know a lynching when I see one. I know a lynching when
well,
I see
I,
one.
Well, I think that George, I think that I think Chauvin deserves a retrial. I think those other three officers, I think it's politically motivated that they're going to go on trial. And again, it's hard to know exactly what did happen because of all the media disinformation that has been floating around. The bottom line is we don't actually have a firm grasp on what happened during that takedown. Now, I think it could have been handled better. But I think three guilty verdicts for murder and manslaughter is a little bit over the top considering there's only one death.
Well, Mike, that's the way you normally charge in a case where the death ensues. You normally charge multiple counts. In case you miss one, you hit them on another. That's normal charging procedures. But if you're unable to recognize a lynching when you see one on television in front of your very eyes, and you suggest
my understanding of a lynching, and I'm not just talking about, you know, the rope and the noose and everything, is the lynchings involve just picking a black guy at random just stringing him up as a warning to other black people, and that obviously is a wrong thing to do. But Chauvin and Floyd knew each other. They worked together. There was definitely something else going on between them, but we don't know. In any event, regardless of who did what to whom, this is not how trials are supposed to take place in the United States of America. Anyway, George, we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are filling up, and we're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, I utterly disagree with what that gentleman just said about a lynching.
Yes.
I know you're a dog lover. I've heard you say it before. I know there's a lot of dog lovers.
Yes.
In the audience, and I want people to think about something. We've had different evolutionary, primary evolutionary things going on here. For about the last 1,000 or 2,000 years, in North Asia, and Europe, all over Europe, pretty much, there's been a relative developed economy with agriculture and specialization of labor and things like that. And one of the things that has developed is the rich guy, or maybe even the clever, smart guy, gets the girl. And that
wasn't my experience growing up. I mean, the rich guy gets the girl, the clever guy gets to do the girl's homework, and then she runs off with the football player.
Well, but what I'm saying is, up until 100 years ago, all over Africa, really, there were hunter gatherers, and there was no developed economy and almost no agriculture, and who got the girl? Well, the big, strong guy was the chief, right? He got the girl. And what you see now is a group of people who are supremely physically talented, but who also, lamentably, as a rule, not to say there aren't brilliant black people, there are, but as a rule, score, 15 points lower than whites and even more.
That's why the liberals are denouncing IQ tests as racist.
Yeah, and I want to just point something out to the animal lovers here, the dog lovers. You know, a greyhound, a German shepherd will never beat a greyhound, right?
Yes.
In a race. But they're not as well suited to be, blind dogs and, seeing eye dogs or police dogs or whatever. They're maybe too skittish, and you can't get a bulldog to retrieve something in a swamp to retrieve a duck, and there's some breeds that you really have to watch a little more than others. You don't put pit bulls, you have to watch them a little more around children and things like that, maybe a Doberman, maybe some of the really aggressive breeds. You have to watch a little closer.
Yes.
They've been bred for different reasons. And you have to wonder, with the enormous discrepancy, both in the achievement tests and also in crime, if that doesn't apply to society at large. And I don't know what you do with that, because there are tons of brilliant and law-abiding black people.
Yes.
It's something that we really need to be confronted, because there seems to be the prevalence of almost no impulse control. And another thing a dog breeder will tell you, Mike, is if you've got a dog, especially if you've got a pit bull or a German Shepherd or a Rottweiler, they'll say, don't pick out the biggest puppy in the litter. And why, you ask? That's why I asked. Said, well, because they're used to getting their way through physicality. And that translates a lot of times throughout the life of the dog. And if you can get your way through physicality, I would tell you it also translates to the life of a human. And if you're walking down the street and there's a 5'2" Asian and there's a 6'2" black guy who runs like the wind, you might be tempted more than a 5'3" Asian to taking that person's, because he can physically. I mean, you do what you can to a large extent. But at any rate, I just wanted to raise that. I don't know what we can do about it, even if I think it deserves a little science investigation. I know they suppress the hell out of it. And
yes,
I don't know
do.
What we do with the results. But I think there is a real difference there. It has to explain, other than the 75 or 80% illegitimacy, or one parent in the black community, which has another profound influence, not only nature but nurture too, but there's something there that makes them 13 times more violent than just about anybody else. And I just food for thought. And the question I want to ask is, if you could come follow the science and come out with a real difference, genetic, nature, nurture, whatever it is, then what could you do with that?
You wouldn't do anything with it, because it would be denounced as racist. I mean, we've seen that done with IQ tests. We've seen that with the crime statistics. There's this push for equality, and they really, they want equality of outcome, at least in terms of the public perception.
Yeah, it's like you go to the NFL Combine and you don't allow them to do the 40. Or the vertical jump or something, and you have to draft, with some guy that jumps a foot less than they do and runs a second slower. Nobody would put up with that. But, of course,
no, they wouldn't.
We have to. But, by the way, they're saying that the genetic of a white guy is genetically, racist. And they're saying that's hardwired into us. We know that's a lie, but we know that the crime numbers aren't a lie. We know that the IQ numbers aren't a lie. And so, whatever. Just a little food for thought. I thought I'd put that out there. And I'm not putting anything, because the people that I love most in my life are black. My daughter and my wife. Although my wife sometimes I have a little issue with, but she's smarter than I am, and my daughter is much smarter than I am. And much better heart, too. However, there's a difference there we need to look at. Just saying.
All right, well, thank you very much for the phone call and your opinion. We have phone lines open right now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call about the George Floyd. Your previous caller, the one before Peter, called it a lynching, and I don't see that at all. I think... from what I saw, George Floyd probably OD'd on drugs. He was sitting there spazzing out like a little child in the car.
Yes.
And he can't breathe, struggling the whole way. And the real lynching is against this cop, because they wanted to, talk about racism and make it a racial thing. So that's the real lynching, is the media convicted him. You have these politicians
interfering.
You're
absolutely right.
So it's It'll be interesting because the other cops that were there, I think one was Asian, the other one was half black. So let's see. I think they'll just not talk about this trial anymore and just call it a big act of racism and ignore the fact that the other cops weren't even white. But, you know, people brought up the fact that the EMTs didn't do much with Derek when they got there. But according to their testimony, they got there. There was a hostile crowd. Bunch of people yelling at him, taking cameras. The guy testified he went up and Derek was dead. So he said, whatever we do, we'll just get him in the ambulance out of this situation and, you know, work on him, try to resuscitate him then. But, you know, on the knee on the neck, it wasn't even like choking him, actually. It was just kind of up on his shoulder. So, I mean,
yeah, see,
that's
another part that kind of got, you know, fuzzed out by the corporate media coverage is, was the knee really on the neck or on the shoulder? And is a knee on the shoulder considered an acceptable way of keeping somebody immobilized?
Yeah. You know, and that's according to their training. I mean, if he could say, I can't breathe, he could breathe. And he was saying that in the car. He was saying that
yes.
The whole time they were trying to arrest him. So, yeah, you know, and I, you know, when I first saw that case, I thought, oh, he broke his neck or something. But no, that's. So the whole thing is just, it's pretty sickening to watch. I mean, I was home off work for a few days watching the cable news, and I just, at one, a family member's house, and just, that's why I canceled cable. I mean, that's literally all that's been on TV is,
yes,
you know, racism and all this kind of crap. And, so to me, that's the lynching. So and the police chief, I don't think, was a white guy, but he kind of threw him under the bus. You had, you know, a lot of his, you know, they call it the thin blue line. I mean, at some point, I mean, I don't think he intentionally tried to kill them. Like, I could see maybe a third degree manslaughter, unintentional.
Yeah, there was no intent to harm George Floyd.
Right.
And, you know, that's why I agree with you. The one who got lynched was Derek Chauvin.
I agree. So it's sad. It'll be interesting. I'll bet you money that they won't even they'll just drop this case when it comes to like the other two cops. And they'll be put George Floyd on the dollar bill pretty soon, you know, and put him in the history books as great hero. And but anyway, all right, thanks. Yeah, I'm glad it's over, I guess.
Well, you know, we've got the sentencing coming up in June, and I imagine that Black Lives Matter, you know, they're going to be out there screaming, you know, for the death penalty or life in prison without parole. And if they don't get that, they'll start rioting again over there in Portland. All right. Well, Dan, thank you very much for the phone call. The phone lines are completely open right now. Area code 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news here was an interesting little story that came out of domagood.com. This happened in Kentucky, which is just a little over that way here. There was a gentleman who was wrongfully jailed for 14 months on child porn charges. And when they realized that the guy was innocent and they let him out, the prison billed him $4,008 for his stay. Now, I think that is absurd, and I'm expecting that somebody's going to say, no, you don't have to pay that. But it really, that is insane. Another story coming on out of Station Gossip in Manhattan, and we heard kind of rumblings about this a little while ago, about lower-level crimes being ignored. Manhattan is no longer going to be charging prostitutes and unlicensed massage purveyors, but if you are a customer of a prostitute or a masseuse, you will be prosecuted for that, which kind of seems like a double standard here. Little bit of good news, and I would say this is in the category of it's about time. The owner of the Daily Mail newspaper and Mail Online has filed a lawsuit against Google for downranking the search results. Now, Google is saying this is completely meritless, but the lawsuit claims that Google punishes publishers who don't sell enough advertising space in its marketplace. So we'll see what happens there. Okay, we're coming up on another commercial break here. This story really made me kind of ill. They have arrested and sentenced this 24-year-old man up in Illinois, 45 years in prison for sextorting minors in 8 states. Just sick behavior. We're going to take a break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, smartest thing I heard was the guy that said, get rid of your cable TV. The world wouldn't look the way it looks to you if you weren't watching an idiot box programming you for it to look the way it looks to you. This is a white country, not primarily. It's going to get turned over if y'all white people don't do something about it. But my point is, how does a white country elect a black president? 13% of the population on average is black. How did you get Barack insane Obama in there? Because
well,
a whole bunch of white
people
voted for him.
We can't rule out that there was massive election fraud in that election, but I think Obama was definitely helped by the fact that a lot of people just did not like Bush.
Well, and in the second one, for sure. No, I knew a lot of people that really dreamed that Obama was going to be that one. He was going to be that guy. I had that same feeling about Bill Clinton. He was gonna keep our jobs in America. Remember when he was running against
Ron? I remember that one.
And 6 weeks in, he passes NAFTA with a lame duck Republican Congress, and I was like, damn, he lied to me. And that was my first taste of lying politicians. So for people who keep thinking that they're going to scream, and I got to say, God help you, I love Tom. I appreciate what his sentiment is, but I just can't do it anymore. I can't go in that loop where we just complain and complain. And the white women and the white women. Dude, it's about freedom. Black, white, brown, yellow, whatever. We just want to be free. We just don't want to have our pockets picked. We don't want to be extorted. We don't want to be bullied. That's what it's about. And if you keep going to the white women and the white men and the white and the white and the white, you just, first off, you're spinning your wheels. I don't see any power there. Okay? Are you paying taxes? Then you're contributing to it. Are your children in school? Then you're contributing to it. Are you still shopping with Amazon and Walmart and big box stores? Then you're contributing to it. Nothing's going to change until we change. To sit and to keep complaining and bitching and moaning. Can you eat that? Can you spend it? Can you sleep in it? And in the end, the answer is no. We are wasting a lot of time. Get on the phone to your congressmen, your senators, and tell them what's going on. And I'm not one that calls those people to tell them anything. But what I'm saying is they're more afraid of the blackmail material that's held on them, of the threats to their children's lives. You know, these people are, you know, Wellstone, Kennedy. I mean, how many do we have to name that have been murdered? Just for trying to get
Vince
the truth
Foster.
Out there. James Traficant. Beam me up, Scotty. Remember him?
Yeah.
I mean, look what they do to the people that try to help you. And so what I'm saying is we have to help ourselves. Stop paying taxes you don't owe. If you owe taxes, pay them. You work for the government, you owe taxes. Other than that, you don't have the fruit of your labor to anybody. Quit giving it to them. Because look what they're doing with it. They just cruised through $5 trillion and looking for another four from you.
Yeah.
And what's that going to do to the value of
They're spending it like there's no tomorrow.
Well,
all right. Well, listen, Lauren, I'm going to have to let you go because we are at the end of the program, and I apologize to the caller waiting on hold. Try and call back a little earlier tomorrow. We'll get you on the air with your comments and questions. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.